Okay, let us carry on a little bit. We are up to Simon Tovza design. We are up to Seif Tezvov. I would like to learn today Seif Tezvov and design, and perhaps even design, and thereby completing Simon Tovza design. Seif Tezvov teaches us the following aloch in Yehudi Shevi Doirele Yisrael B'yomtev, Ne Yoyno Ketanim. So this is a very kind and generous non-Jew who wanted to give a present for his Jewish colleague. And instead of giving him the traditional flowers and chocolates, he knew that was not going to go down well because of the kashrus issues. So he decided to give him a few birds. So the goy presents to the Yid on Yom Tov a few birds, kosher birds, which Goy has got scattered around the city, has got various nests, and there are birds in those nests, and he's taking those birds on Yom Tov to present them to the Yid. Can he do so, yes or no? And the question, of course, is primarily not in terms of tzot, because tzot, the Goy can do tzot, it's not a problem. The Goy can catch and trap birds. The question is much more about the element of The problem is Muktzah, of course, Muktzah. And the question is as to whether the once he presents these birds to the Yid, as to whether there is a Shaila of Muktzah. So again, Eino Yehudi Shehevi Doyer LeYisrael, you have a Goy which presents a gift to the Yid, B'yomtev, on Yomtev, B'nei Yoino, he brings little birds, K'tanim, little ones, M'shoif Chois, from Nes Sheishla, which he has got by in the city. Kevin She'en Tzrichim Tzedo, since they don't require Tzedo, trapping the Yid is not going to trap it, the Goy has trapped it, which is allowed to, the Goy has trapped it, that's fine, and now he's presenting it to the Yid. So the Yid is not going to trap it, and therefore, as far as Tzedo is concerned, it's fine. Now, in terms of Muktzah, the Shulchan Aruch says Mutom, it's also Mutom. Why is it okay? Why is there no Muktzah here? So the Mishneh Berurah gives an explanation over here. In Seif Katan Memches Mutorim Af Lemi Sheviyom, also for the one that it's brought for. The Sheli Sol Chai Gavna Ein Isurim Rak Meshum Shalei Zminim Vakzidaita Shem Erev Yom Tov. So he says as follows. He says for the Yid, this will be indeed a problem of Muktzah. V'acha Shem Shanochi, here it belongs to the Goy. V'anochi lo ikzidaiti mehem. The Nochi himself, the Goy, didn't set them aside. As far as the Goy is concerned, he didn't set them aside. And memele mucholim lakoy. As far as the Goy is concerned, he was never Muktzah. For the Goy, it belonged to the Goy, and for the Goy, it was never Muktzah. So now, on Yom Tov, the Goy wants to present these birds to the Yid. So that itself has got no, it cannot become Muktzah now. Since he wasn't Muktzah for the Goy when Yom Tov came in, he cannot turn Muktzah at this stage. Therefore, these animals are not Muktzah. Therefore, the Goy, whilst presenting those birds to the Yid, there is no Muktzah, and it's therefore perfectly permitted. It's quite a chiddush that. We've got a chiddush. The Goy's birds are not Muktzah for the Yid. It's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. The only additional element which he does point out is what happens if these are brought from outside of the tchum, if these birds are caught and taken from outside of the tchum, then there's another problem. Then asurim lemi shevim uturim lacher. Kedir kamon simon tov kuf tezvov. We learned quite a while ago that any item which is brought from outside of the tchum, the city's boundaries are 2,000 amas. If something is brought from outside of the tchum for a yid, then this would be a problem for the yid. Then it's not muktzah, but it's another issa of taking something from outside of the tchum. This, by the way, is the problem of post, receiving post of few shailas. But the reason why you cannot, one of the reasons why you cannot enjoy and read and look at and take and letters which are sent and received which are received on Shabbos is because these are normally items which are delivered from outside of the Tchum. We've investigated this a few times. We're not sure if that's always the case, because London and the delivery centres depends a bit where they are. But in principle, something which is brought from outside of the Tchum, a Yid cannot benefit from it. So similarly also over here, if the birds have come from outside the Tchum, you can't enjoy them. But if the Goy's nests and the Goy's birds happen to be local, then there's no problem, there's no tzad, and there's no mukta. Yid can enjoy it with greatest pleasure. Siv Tezayin. Now, Siv Tezayin is going to touch on a topic which we're going to explore much further in a future shiurim this week, Be'ezer Hashem. The Shail of Shechita. Now, Shechita is slaughtering an animal, shechting an animal. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
So let's get this clear. You're right. You're of course right. It sounds very foreign to us, extremely foreign to us, for various reasons. But let's get this clear. Really, shechting an animal, shechita is really on Shabbos, Netilas Neshama. Taking an animal and slaughtering it or killing it, of course, is an Issa Deiraisa on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, as we have learned, the Torah allows any melachas which are Oichel Nefesh, Letzoich Oichel Nefesh, any melachas which are for the purpose of physical consuming, for physical, for food, for benefit of eating, that the Torah allows. Now, we have learned over the last few evenings that there is exceptions to that too. Things which are done in bulk, things which are done in greater amount, all these are actually excluded, and they are, even if they are Torah Echal Nefesh, they will be also on Yom Tov, right? We have discussed that. Now, surely Shechita is not part of that exception. Because when you shecht an animal, you tend to shecht only one. It's not like harvesting or like trapping, what we discussed over the last few evenings. When you shecht an animal, you shecht one animal. You shecht one, you're going to enjoy and eat over Yom Tov. You're not going to shecht for another Yom Tov. You're not going to do that. Consequently, the halacha is that you are actually allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. It's a real prototype and a real honest case of Retzoich Oichel Nefesh. There is no Issa and no reservation whatsoever to shecht an animal on Yom Tov as long as you're actually going to eat it on Yom Tov. This is very foreign, and the emes is, we're going to see that for centuries already, it's not the minhag. It hasn't been done already for hundreds of years. People will not shecht animals on Yom Tov, even if they're going to end up eating them on Yom Tov, and there's various reasons for that. But in principle, we've got to be clear in that. In principle, there's no shail about it. You're allowed to shecht an animal. It's Oichel Nefesh. Okay, now however the question of Bedika, you've got to check an animal. Once you've shecht an animal, obviously you've got to check the internal organs, if the animal is edible or not, if it's kosher or not. Sometimes there will be internal blemishes which makes the animal treifa, that you cannot even, it's a kosher animal per se, but there is internal damages or blemishes which makes it that the animal is not kosher. Then you've got to do this bedika, this internal investigation, to check if the animal is kosher or not. That's one thing you've got to do, obviously, and you can only do that after you've shechted the animal. Point number one. Point number two, there's something called the hefshet, which is the tearing off of the hide, the tearing off of the skin. You can't really do that either before or after the investigation, after the bedika. In principle, you can shecht the animal and then do the bedika and then do the tearing, or you can do it alternatively. You can tear it off first and then do the internal investigation. You can do it either way. Question is, on Yom Tov, what's the best way forward? Are you meant to shecht, then do the bedika, and then the hefshet, or first, after the shechita, first the hefshet and then the bedika? What's the best way? What's best practice? How do you do it? What makes the most sense? Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us how to do it. And that's the halacha as far as in Siv Tezayin, bottom line of page Kuvav. Hashoichei, the one who slaughters behema, an animal, beyom tevon yom tev, toiv loy, it is better, it's good advice, it's a good idea, she lo yivdoik, don't make the internal bdika investigation, had she yafshit, until you actually tear off the hide. You've got to first tear off the hide and then do the bdika. Why? Because she'im, because if timtza, timotze tefo, if the animal find, turns out to be a tefo, say the lung is no good, or there's another broken internal limb, and the animal turns out to be a tefo, which you cannot eat, which you can't have any benefit from, so lo yereshai lafshito, then the animal is going to immediately going to become mukta, because you can't eat it, so the animal turns out to be immediately mukta. Well, if the animal is mukta, you cannot tear off the hide. Therefore, it's going to lead to you to have a great financial loss. Now, if you don't do the bdika yet, let's say you shechted the animal. Now, the animal is very likely to be kosher. You've got to do a bdika still, but it's very likely to be kosher. You don't have to assume that it's a tefer. Therefore, at this stage, at this point, by all means, you can tear off the hide. Right, and then you do the bdika, and now we'll see if the animal turns out to be kosher, then fine, bon appetit, enjoy it. But if the animal turns out to be a tefer, at least you haven't lost it altogether, because because the hide has been taken off, and then, you know, at least the financial loss is not that great. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is really giving us an eitzah, an advice, that he tells us, you know what, whilst you haven't done the bdika, you can actually still do the hefshet, it's not a problem at all. Says the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Zayin, two lines from the bottom. Al shi hefshet, le hefshet al kulponim muta. To tear off the hide, to tear off the skin is fine. Koidim bdika, koidim shbotka, before you've done the because we're not concerned, perhaps it is a tefer. We don't go that way. Because most animals are kosher, they remain kosher. There is a rule that generally there's a rule in the Gemara. The Gemara makes the rule that roiv behemos are kosher. Most animals are kosher. Without that rule, actually, if there would not be such a rule that roiv behemos ksheirois would actually have a, would probably wouldn't be allowed to what? Exactly. He wouldn't be allowed to shecht in the first place. So we're allowed to assume that most animals are kosher. The truth is it's a Gemara, but it's also the reality. Just about the roiv is kosher. Now I know I've spoken to my brother-in-law. I've got a very, very esteemed kosher brother-in-law. He's a shoychet. And he does both chickens and he does gasses as well. He does big animals as well. He tells me this is very frequent that they are not. It's very frequent. And at times on a bad day, you've got enormous amounts of tefas. Enormous amounts. But he does say that it's still true to say, the reality is still that roiv behemos ksheirois. Most of them are kosher. He says they try to, any chicken or any large animal which looks in any way a bit dodgy, they don't even start with them, and they only do they only take the ones that look really, really good. So but there is that rule of roiv behemos ksheirois.
Can you clarify why there's a problem with the hide if they do a bdika first and they find out that the animal is a trefer? Why can you not benefit from the hide because you aren't eating the hide? And if that's the case, then the animal should not be regarded as mukta.
Okay, look, Moshe Bus have got non top line, top of page 212. Shelo yereshai lafshita, you wouldn't be allowed to tear off the hide. Shari melocha shelo letzerich achila. Because there is no need, if you're tearing off the hide, you're not doing this for eating. And similarly, oif shenitro for beshchita, if you're shechting a chicken, then. And it turns out to be a trefer that you can't eat that chicken. Similarly, also, you wouldn't be allowed limroi tanoitzos. You wouldn't be allowed to peel, to take off the feathers. That would be the same idea. Once that you've got the knowledge that this animal is not kosher and it's a tefer, you wouldn't be allowed to both take the hide and similarly pluck off, is that called plucking off the feathers? because it's now not, you're not doing this for the purpose of eating. If the animal is kosher, then you can do that, because you cannot eat an animal with feathers. It's not going to be very particularly tasty. So you're allowed to take off the feathers, you're allowed to take off the hide, because that's the way what needs to be done for eating. But if you're not going to end up eating this animal on Yom Tov, there is no permission to peel it off or take off the feathers. And even, even if you're taking it off in a way which is not not also, Helom Shom Shvus, if it's only rabbinically also, if you're doing it in a way which is only rabbinically forbidden to peel off, Gam can also will also be also, because remember, this becomes muktzah now. There is no benefit, this animal now, whether it's a large animal, whether it's a chicken, you're not allowed to eat this animal, it becomes muktzah. So why, there's no hetzah to do, they just put it aside. And you can't even say that, well, Simchas Yom Tov surely should be allowed. It becomes an item which has no benefit. Similarly, Brad, I don't know if that's going to add to your to the general understanding, the bialoch itself. Well, that's really connected to the next sieve. Let me quickly do that. Let me just quickly do that. Imnim says tefer, if the animal turns out to be a tefer, so we have shown it now to the, we have checked now, and we have seen that this animal is a tefer now. Also letaltera, not only you're not allowed to peel it off, but it becomes muktzah. The animal now has got no benefit, it's muktzah. This chicken is muktzah. It's a tefer, and thereby it becomes muktzah. Don't move it. But you are allowed to sell it on to a non-Jew, just like there is sometimes permitted ways of making a transaction to a Yid. Similarly, also there is at times permitted transactions that can be performed on Yom Tov. You may not weigh it for the Yaskis Chumdomim, the exact financial agreement and terms may not be mentioned. Don't say this is 12 pounds. This is 57 pounds and 25 pence. You can't say that. Or this weighs 800 grams. You may not do that. But in principle, an agreement in principle, that you see this goy and you've got this large animal which is now tefer, which you cannot use. You've got this chicken which turned out to be a tefer, which you cannot use. So if you've got a goy next door, he said, listen, I've got a chicken, if you want it, take it, and they will sort it out after Shabbos, and he takes it, at least you haven't lost so much money. He's going to come up to Shabbos, he's going to say, how much was it? And you'll come to an agreement already, you'll make some sort of arrangement. That's fine. You can't negotiate and say, you know, agree on the price. Similarly, you can't weigh it, but to have a print, to actually pass it on, in order to avoid great financial loss, that is permitted. If you don't trust the goy, because he's done a few times already dirty shticks on you, and he actually took you for a ride, if you don't trust him, then you can take a guarantee from him, you can take a collateral from him to make sure that he's actually going to pay something back. That you'd be allowed to do. But again, to make a financial negotiation, that would be also. The point being that it becomes over here a muktzah. It becomes muktzah. So much so that the Bialocha says, I'm going to finish off with that. The Bialocha says that if you ask a shayla, the chicken, you ask a shayla to a rav on Yom Tov, and he looks at the chicken and he says, no, this chicken is a problem. He has to put it down straight away. He can't actually, it becomes muktzah as with his psak, it becomes immediately also. And he cannot have any, and it's got Issa Tiltel on it. He becomes muktzah with the psak, he becomes muktzah. Prior to that, he was perfectly fine because we could assume and we could rely on the roiv that most animals are alright. But once it's been decided and paskant that this is also, then it becomes muktzah. Right. Okay. To summarize what we learned this evening, Besiat Tishmaya, we learned with regards to the goy, the kind and generous goy who brings birds to the yid. So tzedah is anyway fine, and in terms of muktzah, it's also alright, because the goy, it's a fascinating concept. For the goy who wasn't muktzah, he had in mind to have this animal, so it doesn't become muktzah, it cannot become muktzah for the yid. These animals, even whilst presented to the yid, is not muktzah. The only point to bear in mind is that if it comes from outside the tchum, it would be a problem. We learned that shchita on Yom Tov is permitted. We learned that it's advisable to check the animal after peeling off the hide. Because if you were to peel the hide, if you were to delay peeling the hide, so it could be that you're going to do the bdika, and the bdika is going to say that it's treifa, and then you can't, it becomes mukta immediately, you cannot do anything with it, you can't peel it off anymore. Similarly also with the feathers of the chicken. We also learned that if the animal becomes actually a treifa, you're not allowed to move it at all, it becomes mukta. You are allowed, however, to sell it on to the goy. The way you're going to sell it on to the goy, though, is without any negotiations and financial transactions. It's going to be a very dry, very simple, basic, you take it and pay me at your convenience kind of thing. You're not to wait, you're not to negotiate it, you're certainly not allowed to set a price on it on Yom Tov. Right, okay. If you don't trust him, you're allowed to take the collateral. All right. Okay, these are the lochas of this evening. Okay. Very good. I'm pleased we covered the sim, and I'm really, really pleased. Okay, very good. Okay, good evening.